Good morning and welcome to Christchurch's Snowy Epiphany Celebration. I'm Susan, a lay reader here. We pray that in our worship this morning, God will draw near to each one of us and help us to start this new year placing our trust and hope in Him. The church is still in the season of Christmas, and today's theme is the Epiphany, when we remember the wise men visiting Jesus. We meet to celebrate the coming of Christ into the world. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory.
Well, good morning, and can I just extend my New Year greetings to you all, but also just say a quick happy birthday to Susan as well. So it's my job this morning to try and unpack the story of the wise men coming to visit the baby Jesus. The arrival of the wise men is often added onto school nativity plays as if it had happened the night that Jesus was born. And you have them arriving at the crib side along with the shepherds. It's now widely accepted that the wise men didn't actually arrive to see Jesus until he was about 2 years old. As the Bible says, they went to the house where the child would be, whereas the shepherds are told they will find a baby. But today, I don't want to focus on the when. I want us to look at the how. What was their process in order to find Jesus? And I also want to look at the gifts that they brought with them. Even if we've heard this story 100 times before, my prayer today is that you will look at it again with fresh eyes and seek what God is saying to you through it. Now, I don't know what you're like when you plan to go on a long journey, but I'm a bit of an extreme planner. I can't just get in the car and go. I'll have checked the route on various maps, not just one, digital, paper, the good old A to Z, and I've looked at alternative routes in case of issues along the way. And I'll make sure that I've got everything with me that I think I'll need. I think it's the guide in me. I'm always prepared. And then when I'm on the journey, I'll be following the map and following the signposts to make sure we get to where we're supposed to be going. Now, the Bible tells us that the wise men followed the star to find Jesus. In Matthew 2:9, it says, "After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was." The wise men didn't just set off in hopeful anticipation. They followed the star. They studied their charts. They studied their maps. This was their guide to be able to find the child that they were looking for. The wise men were on a journey to find Jesus, and we are also on a journey. For some of you, you might still be searching for Jesus, but know that you're heading in the right direction to find him. And for others, you know Jesus and you're journeying with him. But like the wise men use the star, we need to think about what we can use to guide us on our journey. The wise men didn't just get up and go. They had spent time studying. And it's important as Christians that we study too. And I don't mean go off to university or sit in a classroom type study, but more learning to read the Word, the Bible. The Bible is our guidebook for life, and it's important to get into the habit of studying it regularly. However, the Bible on its own is actually a really hard book to understand. There's lots of passages that don't make sense. So I would encourage you to find a study aid to help you. It could be that you have an app on your phone. I've got a Bible app. The YouVersion Bible app is what I've got. And the Lectio 360, which is a daily reading. And I found both of these really helpful to help me when I'm reading my Bible because it explains what's going on. And it's also helped me to make my prayer life more purposeful. If you don't have access to something on a phone, there's lots and lots of printed daily Bible study notes. And there are more books than you can, well, whatever, shaker, whatever at. If you're not sure which one you want to choose, then do find someone to ask. Talk to me or one of the other members of the ministry team, and we'd be more than happy to help you find something that will help you. Without the Bible to guide us, we'll make mistakes and end up where God did not intend us to be. We're also blessed with the Holy Spirit to guide us. In John 16, verse 13, we read, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth." The Holy Spirit was sent as an aid in our walk with God. The Holy Spirit will guide us to find God's will for our lives and away from any sin that we might be tempted by. With the Holy Spirit as a guide in our life, we are able to complete our mission that he has sent us here to do. Whatever that may be, it'll be different for all of us. And in difficult circumstances, the Holy Spirit will be there walking with us through it. Paul, when he was held prisoner, kept faith that the Holy Spirit was with him to guide and protect him in those difficult circumstances. When I was reading and preparing this talk, I was suddenly struck by the fact that it's not just one solo wise man that arrived to visit Jesus. We're never actually told exactly how many there were, but the number three seems to stem from the three gifts that are given. But one thing is for certain, it's that there was more than one of them. And that struck me because your Christian journey and my Christian journey is not a journey you have to do on your own. It's not a solo thing. But it's interesting to highlight at this point that even though the wise men, for them, it wasn't a solo journey, each one brought their own gifts. We're called to be church and journey together and bring our own gifts that God has given us and use them to serve others. Now, this pandemic has obviously made that harder, but as we've seen, not impossible. And we spent a lot of last term looking at how we could be church in a COVID world. And I think we'd all agree at this time, when we might have been physically distant, we've made effort to stay connected with each other, however that's been possible. So I'd like to encourage you, as we start this new year, to think about who you could find to help you on your journey and work out how that can be done, as in how you can connect together. Maybe you could find two other people and form a prayer triplet. Find a trusted confidant to hold you to account. Arrange to have a mentor. I've got a mentor, and they're one of the most valuable things I have, helping me not only to do my role here at Christchurch, but helping support me on my own faith journey. Maybe think about joining a home group. We're a fairly big church here at Christchurch, and it's hard to get to know people. A home group gives you a support network and a smaller group of people to get to know. And then think and pray about how you might use your gifts. Where might God be leading you with the gifts you have? Again, if any of those things have touched you and you'd like to get more information about it, do come and talk to someone and we'll steer you in the right direction. So the other part of the passage that I just want to have a look at is thinking particularly about the gifts that the wise men brought to Jesus. We know, because the Bible tells us, that the wise men brought gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. Now, on first reading, you might think that these were not the most appropriate items to be bringing to a small child. The gifts that the wise men brought to Jesus were significant, though. Each one was carefully thought out and bought for a reason. The gold was to represent the kingship and royalty of Jesus' birth. Gold was the most precious metal of the time, and the wise men recognised the sovereignty of Jesus. The frankincense they bought is highly fragranced and was used as part of worship. And the myrrh was used to embalm the dead, and so it was a symbol of the sacrifice that Jesus would make when he died on the cross. So these gifts all had significant meanings. But the question I want to ask you this morning is, what gift are you bringing Jesus? I've been thinking about this for a while, and I've come up with a few thoughts. When you think about the significance of Jesus' birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection, I can't help thinking what I can give to Jesus. So I'm just going to give you a few of my thoughts. Please note, this is not an exhaustive list, and there are probably many more that can be added to it. So the first one I felt called to talk about was my trust. I need to trust Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I need to trust that Jesus will be with me by my side through the bad times as well as through the good. And the Bible tells me these truths. Secondly, my worship. Jesus deserves my praise, my worship to him. And I need to make time to set aside a space in my day where I can do this. And that actually brings me nicely on to three. I can give Jesus my time. I need to think about how I use my time to honour God. It might be thinking about serving God in some way, either in the physical sense or through praying for others. Or it might be setting aside a time to read my Bible and to pray. Maybe I will bring Jesus my money. What do you spend your money on? Is there something that you could be supporting through financial giving? I know that this is not something everyone can do, and that's absolutely fine. But maybe pray about it when you feel you are able to do so. Number five, my life. The whole of it, not just the bits I want him to have. It's very easy to give Jesus bits of our life and keep some of it back. But if we're going to be followers of Jesus, it's important we give everything. And that brings us on to the final one for my list. And it sums up really well in the last verse of In the Bleak Midwinter. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can give, I give him. Give my heart. And I'd like to encourage you, as you read the story of the wise men again today, and reflect on what you've heard this morning, to spend some time contemplating what is it you would gift to Jesus this Epiphany. Amen.
Let's pray together. Father God, thank you that despite all that's going on, we are able to meet together to worship you this morning. Thank you that you are with us, whether we are here in the building or joining in at home. Even with what seems like chaos around us, we still have lots to thank you for. You have protected us and kept us safe. Thank you. We have been able to connect with our family and friends this season. Thank you. And a COVID vaccine has been developed now. Thank you. As we start this new year, we go into it knowing that you have gone before us. Thank you. We know there are still challenges ahead. We pray for those caring for the sick, for those delivering more and more vaccinations each day. And we pray for our children and young people returning to education in the days ahead, that you, Father, will protect them. And for our Christchurch community, who have particular needs at the moment, we pray that you would meet each one, that they would know your comfort and healing at this time. And now, as we think about the wise men, help us to focus on what we can bring to you today. Lead us into this new year. Guide us to answer that question, what can I give him? Now, a prayer for Epiphany. Lord Jesus, the wise men gave you gold. They knew you were a king. The wise men gave you incense. They knew you were God. The wise men gave you myrrh. They knew you would die. We give you ourselves. We know you love us. The wise men followed the light of a star to find you in Bethlehem. Help us to follow your light so that we can live as children of God. Amen. Let's finish our prayers by saying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
A prayer of blessing. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be ours this Christmas time, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and all who we love, now and forever. Amen. Take care and goodbye for now.